Good morning. Today's feature sounds like it ought to be one of those low-budget sci-fi creature features.
The Attack of the Invasive Jumping Worm.
These literally are violent and thrashing. They will pop and jump out of your hand, hence the name Jumping Worm.
That's Scott Shermer of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and these invasive jumping worms have invaded our area.
Yeah, we have found them in Cook County, through the majority of the counties throughout the state, actually.
They're big.
They're going to be in that 5, 6, even 7-inch range. Those really active worms that you put on your hook, and they thrash around and really call in the fish.
Yeah, great for bait, but not for gardens.
They do cause damage to the soil and the nutrients in the soil structure. They can cause problems for new plants to be planted, especially herbaceous plants. So things like your hostas, for example, that might be a little more sensitive.
He says you cannot get rid of them, but you can minimize the damage by working the soil.
In the situations where we're actively gardening and actively managing those areas that these things show up in, we haven't seen much impact because we're actively replacing those nutrients and replacing that moisture.
Wild areas are a different story.
Really what we're seeing in the forested setting is a lack of regeneration in areas where these jumping worms have been established.
How about out on the farm?
You know, the hypothesis right now is probably not. We haven't had any reports of them in row crops or ag settings. We haven't had any reports of them in any kind of production facilities, from fruit and vegetable to nursery stock or anything along those lines here in Illinois.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture's Scott Shermer and the invasive jumping worm. From the farm to your belly, today is National Eat What You Want Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.